I'm due Career Heights.
Yeah, go ahead, Greg. Standing by, over.
Hey, Ben. It has been so long since we were able to do a recording. A couple weeks have passed. Can you just fill us in, give us sort of the rundown of the last, I think it's been 2, maybe even 3 weeks since we last talked, over?
Yeah, Roger. We covered a lot of ground in those times. Significant ground, too. Like, we got into dealing with the Mosaic Covenant and spent a good couple of days talking about the law and what that covenant was and who it was with and what the perks were for abiding by the covenant, what to expect if that was broken. And then we spent a day on, you know, how does this apply to us, if at all? And we broke out a couple of fun illustrations, like the mirror, and talking about the law being something that shows us God's goodness and our sinfulness. It's like a mirror that shows dirt on your face that you can't really wash anything off of the mirror. Those were all great, effective tools to begin to reestablish in people's minds exactly how to think about this topic, and found that, you know, just some great testimonies coming through as we discussed and asked questions. Great to be able to see different ones agreeing with the fact that, no, if the law is a measuring stick and it shows us the measure of God's goodness, then there's not any of us that can really measure up. And so just great to see some of those little pieces coming together in people's minds, that they're thinking the topic through, they're thinking the question through, and not just answering, you know, from the gut, the way people would normally answer. You know, yep, if you're doing good things, God's going to be happy with you. One of our key lessons from early on was the definition of death and this broken off branch thing from way back in our Garden of Eden lessons, and that has just stuck so well in the minds and hearts of our audience. They keep coming back to that, and they keep being brought back to that in their own thinking, and we keep bringing it back there. The big issue is that we're broken off branches. What can mend this thing? So we're really just happy to see that our audience is weighing this thing out and seeing, no, even abiding by a contract or abiding by law or following rules is not going to fix this broken off branch problem. So that was just, you know, that week was really great, and just saw God's mercy in our own lives too as we taught, and were able to find the Lord giving our mouths a little bit of extra flexibility in the language to be able to explain some of these things, even making it rain one day so that everyone sat just calmly, not fidgeting, and we were able to go a few more laps on some really strong application points. So that was the week before last, so let's...
Hey, oh, that is all so good. And you're coming through really loud and clear. So, yeah, just keep going, over.
So the other great thing about this whole thing is just really feeling like the talk about the deliverer, the promised one that's coming, Israel's faithlessness and complaining as we went through lessons this week, talking about Israel making the gold, demanding the golden calf. And, you know, just the idea that there they were within eyesight of God rumbling on the mountain, talking with Moses. They were within eyesight of all of that. And yet they still, you know, went after their own thinking. That was very clear and sobering to our group as we talked through that. And watching different, listening to our audience's responses to the question of why in the world is God sticking with people who just refuse to follow after his word, and they just keep coming back so quickly and so strongly with, no, God put talk way back with Adam, and then he reconfirmed that talk with Abraham, and God does not forget. He is going to send someone to deliver, and that is just resonating and coming out so clearly across our group, and every time we ping away at that particular question, it's coming back very strong, which we're extremely excited about. And, you know, this week as we broke out the story about the fiery serpent and the bronze serpent that Moses made and raised up on the pole there, and just connected it with all of the other examples of God's desire to help and desire to create create a way to save people. Again, just coming out so clearly in our questions, our audience responses, they are totally getting it. God's dedication to helping people comes from the very, very beginning when Adam and Eve were at their lowest and he promised that he would help them. And he just doesn't forget it, and he's always finding a road. Another great thing that came out clearly in our lesson this last week was, what roads, you know, how many roads are there? There's always only ever one road, only one way that God has provided for the different ones down through the story. And it's just the ones who follow that one road. It was great seeing Joshua and Caleb come out so clearly as well as testimonies of this. You know, they were willing to stand on this God's one way to save. He's with us, he's not with them. And, you know, it was fun too. The Amtu people raise pigs out here, and there's a weaning ritual that they go through, and they take these baby pigs and keep them in a bag and just hold on to them all week long. They scream and they cry and they kick, and by the end of the week, they're happily, you know, just chilling out in the field, and after 2 weeks, they're happily following their new master. And just using that picture, you know, God is weaning Israel, wants them to follow after his foot, leg marks, his way. And only these two guys were the only ones who were showing any signs of being weaned, confidence in God. Everyone else was running into the jungle, freaked out, scared. And anyway, that also really resonated. Just this clear picture of God leading and wanting Israel to follow and being patient to try and bring them to that spot. And so, yeah, just as we're watching our audience just latch onto the story, we ended this week talking about David and how God made a covenant with David, and he brought this new detail about the one coming. So this deliverer, everyone's recognizing that the deliverer is going to come, and he's going to have something to do with reattaching us, the branch to the tree. And they're starting to understand that, and understanding that that's an inside thing. We have this inside problem, and none of us can deal with it, and the one to come is going to be the only one who can deal with it. So that's really in place. The fun corner we turned here Thursday, yesterday, was adding to it. Like, this guy is going, the deliverer is also going to be a king. And the king is not just going to be ruling over Israel, he's going to be ruling over everyone. And this connection is really connecting well in their minds, that this deliverer is not just for Israel, this deliverer is for the entire world. God was not just thinking about Israel when he kept on helping them. He's thinking about every nation, because it's through Israel that all the nations will get the help that they need. So that was really great. And you know, you have these different moments where you're teaching and people's eyes are, you know, they're with you, but they're also distracted with what's going on perhaps outside or to the side of them. It was great on Thursday as we were closing up the lesson, all eyes fixed, everyone listening, all the heads bobbing, and then looking at each other, you know, as we're breaking out this news. Guys, who is God thinking about? Is he just thinking about Israel as he makes this plan? And they're going, no, he is thinking about us too. And so it's being able to tell them very, very, very soon, guys, we are going to see this guy. He's going to appear. It's real close. So just keep on listening. And so that's the challenges we're throwing down. But it's really interesting. We just had a school, the local school just broke for a holiday for 2 weeks. And we've got different ones in our audience who have been tracking from the beginning. But man, they have got plans. People are calling them away. They're wondering if they should be leaving and missing a week of school or 2 weeks of our teaching. So we're just pleading with folks to think about what they're hearing and asking them to really consider. Just stay, keep listening. So you can be praying for wisdom for us, and just be praying that people would be listening to the Holy Spirit and would be remembering this is talk about life, eternal life, and that they would just abide by that conviction that they have to hear it. Over.
No kidding. I hope they'll prioritize it, and a lot of people stick around and get their kids involved in it too, catching them up. How many of the kids that are attending school are also able to attend the meetings? Are they exclusive time-wise, or are you able to do both? Over.
Yeah, that's one of the heartbreaks about this whole thing. We thought we had a good cooperative plan at the beginning of all this, and for a while there was some room for students to catch, say, the first half an hour of our lesson. But then times got moved and shifted and pretty much elbowed out any of the students being able to come. So we have two or three teenagers who stubbornly stuck, you know, with us for the first 20 minutes of our lessons and were eager to hear. But yeah, that's something that we've not been able to see come about as a coordination. So yep, there's people who we know would sit and listen who just can't because of other obligations, and it's hard to argue and try to make that happen. There's others who would probably be attentive if we could bring the story right to their doorstep and into their house, but they're choosing not to come for whatever reason. So, you know, we know that here in this community there's more ears that would hear and want to hear, and we're just looking to the Lord for wisdom to, you know, as we come up near the finish line for this first group, what's it going to look like after that, and how do we keep on seeing the gospel seed sown here as widely as we possibly can? Over.
You know, I think, yeah, and after this first group, there'll be a different response, and they'll be even able to communicate to others what the difference is in the teaching. I think there's great potential for, like, soon after, additional courses that can be run with, a broadened audience. Man, I'm encouraged with everything that you're telling me. What are you looking at the week ahead? Over.
The Old Testament, essentially, we're going to go into some more stories about the prophets. So now we've got this promise for King David, and now it's, okay, one of his sons is going to be the guy. The deliverer is going to be one of his children. But then we, you know, go into the kings. The history of the kings is that they just, you know, mostly turned a blind eye to what God had said. And so God sent prophets. And so we're just going to roll out the message of the prophets and mostly focus on that the prophets were faithful to tell them, look, if you do not abide, you're going to be punished. But it was a two-pronged message. They also told their audience over and over again, but the Son of David is going to rule from the throne, and when he rules, it is going to be amazing. So that's kind of what we're going to fill up next week with that message, the exile and the return. And then, Thursday, we start the New Testament. So that's what's coming, over.
That's going to be cool when you can start actually using the name Jesus in that public setting and they start putting some of those dots together. It'll be really fun. All right, my friend, that is so good. You got any last-minute thoughts? I mean, we're making up for 2 weeks. We can go longer than normal if you want. Over.
Yeah, well, just keep praying. One cool testimony, one of our friends here, man, he's been so faithful. He's been so excited from the beginning. He's like, I've got kids in another village. I really want them to hear this. What can we do? Can you give me the recording? Just give me the recording. I won't even say anything. I'll just go up to their house. I will put it down in the middle of the house and push play, and we will listen to all of the things that you've been teaching. They really need to hear this. So it's really great to see, you know, an evangelist, the marks of an evangelist being born already in this guy's heart. He just can't wait to share it with someone else. Other guys who, you know, they're just looking at it and going, yeah, this is me. I know I can't measure up. I can't measure up. And I know the law. I know the Ten Commandments, but I know I can't measure up to them. So just watching things being applied and people being excited and people wrestling with realities in terms of their schedules. So just that the Lord would be sending hearts, that people would be listening, and that he would just continue to sustain us. So yeah, we're excited. It is pressure, but we wouldn't be anywhere else. We're delighted to be here, over.
All right, then just the last question, since it's been a couple of weeks. How's everybody doing health-wise? How's the team holding up with all the work? Over.
Yeah, we are feeling it. It is heavy coming here to the end. You know, the pressure, we've still got a few lessons that need to be written, so just the pressure of the weekends are pretty much used up. We're trying to also cut time to get with people on their own, and we know that is going to be very important here in the next weeks, where we hear individuals processing some of this out loud and even ask them particular questions to help them process this out loud. We need to have that time, and we just feel like we don't have much of it at the moment. So just be praying as we burn the candle on both ends that we'll stay healthy. But for the most part, we have had great health, and we're remaining encouraged. We're so thankful for everyone who's praying. Over.
All right, man. I appreciate all of that. And thanks so much for coming up on the radio to record this with me. And just our love to the rest of the team there, your family and the Allens. And we are praying for you, over.
So grateful for that. Yes, thank you so much. And really appreciate it. Thanks for praying. And likewise, hi to the team out there. Very thankful for all you guys are doing for us, over.
Okay, y'all have a great day.